Daybreak, Chapter 4, Part 2. It was long after hours when Time Turner heard a knock at his front door. He stumbled out of his workroom, welding goggles pushed up on his forehead.
"We're closed!"
the knock insisted. Time unlatched the locks on his door, mumbling all the while.
"Oh, closed just means I need to knock harder, is that it? After hours is another way of saying everybody's welcome, is that right? Well, let me tell you."
He opened the door, revealing two mares covered from head to tail in mud and smelling of much worse. He then stumbled back.
What do I owe the pleasure?
An opportunity to help Celestia,
the tall mare said. On closer inspection, Turner realized that she was an alicorn. A specific alicorn.
You have a materials lab, don't you?
Yes,
Time Turner said after a second.
Hardness testers, heat treat ovens, even a spectrometer. Why?
We've got a couple of artifacts to examine,
the shorter mare said. She scratched her mane, causing mud clumps to fall to the ground.
We can't find out too much about them until we know what they're made of.
Time Turner licked his lips and held his breath.
My lab is specifically made for metals.
That's what made me think of you,
Twilight Sparkle said. She levitated the wing blade out of her saddlebags.
They're small throwing knives based on an old design. An ancient design,
the shorter pony added. Time Turner moved to the side to let them in.
If it'll help Celestia, then you're welcome to use my lab. I'd like to request to get yourselves cleaned up first, though. Shower's upstairs and to the right.
The shorter pony looked down.
Oh yeah, I guess we're kind of dirty. A little.
The mud on Twilight Sparkle's face cracked as she frowned.
I don't think we have time for-
Oh, there's always time to keep me from vomiting on my instruments,
Time Turner said.
Upstairs, shoo!
The short pony pulled off her pith helmet, revealing the grayscale mane beneath.
I'll save the hoof shake for later, but I want to say, it's a real honor to meet you, Turner. You're a legend with the knights.
Time Turner's ears flopped down.
Thank you, but legends often differ from facts, miss.
Twilight stepped in.
Time Turner, this is AK Year.
Daring Do pushed her aside.
Daring Do, in the flesh.
Twilight threw her legs up.
Right. Why do we have secret identities in the first place? Who needs them?
Time's eyebrow shot up.
Daring? As in the actual Daring Do.
Daring Do crossed her forelegs.
So you've heard of me?
You might say that.
He took a deep breath to say something further, but gagged on the ever-free air.
Ugh. Daring Do in my shower is not quite as sexy as fanfiction led me to believe.
Daring stared at him with wide eyes, and then she burst out laughing. Twilight felt a headache coming on.
Well, both of us need to get cleaned up. You start setting up the devices, Turner.
She walked swiftly up the staircase, Daring Do on her heels. Time Turner watched them go before entering his workroom to clean up a few loose tools. Evening fell over a half-finished building in Canterlot. Construction crews packed away their tools, shut off the cranes, and left for home in one rush hour mass. Only the four-pony stayed behind to lock up. He was about to seal the gate when he was tapped on the shoulder.
Hey, this area's off-limits.
I don't know about that,
Viscount Dulcimer said.
I'm the owner.
The four-pony jumped.
Oh, boss, I didn't know that you were coming by.
The Viscount rested his foreleg around the four-pony's shoulders.
I didn't either until earlier today. I'm a little bit curious about how the construction's going.
He looked behind himself.
Coming, Scuttlebutt?
Scuttlebutt, the Viscount's personal aide, was a short, thin pony. When he smiled, it often reminded ponies of a rat about to eat cheese. On that note, he smiled altogether too often for most ponies' taste.
Yes, sir.
The four-pony puffed his chest out.
We got a lot done today. First two floors are good, just need to move the stores in now. Windows need installing on the third floor, and the iron skeleton's just about finished up top.
They walked towards a set of stairs. Dulcimer then slowed down.
Pardon me, four-pony, but my assistant has a bad knee. Are any of the elevators active?
BC and FR, boss.
The four-pony pushed a button, causing magical currents to open the elevator doors.
Running on local siphons right now, but we're hooking it up to the grid in a couple weeks.
Excellent,
Dulcimer said.
Come along, Scuttlebutt.
The three ponies piled onto the elevator. Viscount Dulcimer pushed the button for the top floor.
I hope you don't mind. I like to take every opportunity I can to see Canterlot at night.
No problem, boss.
The four-pony sat down.
We'll start the tour on the top floor is all.
What's your name, four-pony?
Dulcimer asked.
Stack, sir.
The four-pony chuckled.
Stacks of pancakes, stacks of bricks, stacks of bits, it's all good. It's a pleasure to meet you, Stax.
The Viscount looked at the glowing buttons as they hit the second floor with a ding.
So, what do you know about the changelings, Stax?
Stax shrugged.
I know they're bad news, boss.
Alright, Dulcimer said. His voice then took on an edge.
What do you know about assassinations?
Four Pony Stax blinked. He fought off the urge to scuff his hoof.
Assassinations? Like, what happened to the princess?
That. Dulcimer tilted his head.
There also was a changeling assassination attempt on Blue Blood's life today. What do you know about that?
Stax couldn't stop his ears from laying back on his head.
I don't know nothing, boss. I've just been working here all day.
Dulcimer shut his eyes and nodded in understanding.
So, you mean to tell me that you didn't find out about my plans to poison Blue Blood? You didn't go to the police with a hint about the time and date? You didn't send it in anonymously to avoid being caught?
He opened his green eyes and smiled.
And it wasn't your fault that a changeling interrupted my murder.
Sweat poured out from under Stax's hard hat.
I swear I don't know what you're talking about, boss.
The elevator dinged again as they hit the third floor. Viscount Dulcimer patted Stax's back.
My mistake, of course. I didn't mean for the information to fall into your hooves. That was an oversight on my part. There really wasn't anything else you could have done. It was your civic duty to turn me in.
Viscount Dulcimer traded a glance with Scuttlebutt.
And if you had concrete evidence, it might have worked.
Four Pony Stax was an Earth Pony. He lifted bricks for a living. He was no slouch in the muscle department. When he threw the punch at Viscount Dulcimer's head, it really should have flattened it. Instead, it clanged uselessly against the wall of the elevator, rocking it on its pulleys and metal cables. The Viscount's voice came from behind the Earth Pony.
You don't have time for this.
The Four Pony gaped. There had been no flash of teleportation, no blur of movement, no flicker of illusion. There was no way the Viscount could have moved that fast. A hefty weight hit the back of Stax's head. He tumbled to the ground under the blow from Scuttlebutt's buck.
We arrived at the top floor, sir.
Scuttlebutt said, his cheese-eating grin crossed his face.
How would you like to take care of this problem?
The doors opened, allowing Scuttlebutt to exit. Dulcimer walked out and leaned his face close to Stax's.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not gonna fire you. And I'm not gonna kill you either. Your family will get your full life insurance, plus a hefty care package from the company. I'll take care of them far better than you ever could.
Tears dripped from Stax's eyes.
But I thought you said you weren't gonna kill me. I'm not.
Dulcimer's horn flared bright. A bubble of magic gripped the metal cables above the elevator. The cables rusted right before the Three Pony's eyes.
But it's not the fall that kills you.
The cable snapped. The brakes disconnected. Stax screamed as the elevator carried him down four stories to a crushing end.
Speaking of insurance,
Scuttlebutt said,
our premiums are about to go up.
Oh, but for the publicity this is going to get?
Viscount Dulcimer smirked.
It won't cost nearly as much as what we'd pay for the advertising agencies.
He walked to the edge of the fourth floor. The walls had yet to be added, so he was standing in open air. Lights sparkled into existence like ground-bound stars.
Though, Blue Blood's still among the living. I've managed to root out an information leak, sealed several contacts from various businesses, and learned that my enemies have a changeling.
He turned to Scuttlebutt and smiled.
All in all, it's been a pretty good day.
Oh, those evil sons of bitches. Poor Stax. We should probably get to a happier note, so let's get on to those amazing donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen and J10 Man. Peter Coulthard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, Gaggy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Darkside, Teal K. Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and don't let an evil bastard trick you.
Never let that happen.